am. I'm fully loaded. I am like a Nerf gun.
I figured you were going to be running with this one.
This is like a Nerf gun on fully automatic with like a 20 shot soft pellet rifle. Is that what they're called? Those Nerf, you know, we just got one.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. But if you really wanted to like talk about how fully loaded and ready to go you are, you probably wouldn't have referred to a Nerf gun.
This is Dad So Hard, week six, I think it is, right, Danny?
Yes, because okay. We had that preview.
We had a preview, so about this is our sixth episode.
Yeah.
Welcome back to everybody who has been listening from the beginning, and if this is your first time listening, welcome. My name is Vinny Dunleavy.
Danny McCartney.
And we are two dads, two friends, two
co-workers,
two colleagues, two brothers in the world of being
from another mother.
We are both Irish and Italian. We are both from New
Scottish
York City.
Scottish also. Don't forget that.
Oh well,
McCartney's a Scottish name.
Oh, I could really break it down as I'm part Irish and part French and a little Welsh. We both hail from islands in the New York City area.
I'm American.
We are both white.
Just saying.
But we're both fun, and we are here to talk about. What are we here to talk about, Daddy? Danny.
Wow. Wow.
Daddy. What are we here for, Daddy?
We're here to talk about being a dad. And yeah, just being a dad, the trials and tribulations, the funny stories that come along with it. And that's it. And then how basically, to me, there's a lot of funny things, a lot of funny underlying tones to being a dad, and in the world of working and going out and partying and still trying to live a life.
That was fantastic.
Thank you.
That was Danny's first cold read or opening. Good job.
Well, non-scripted.
Well, happy post Father's Day to you, Mr. McCartney.
Thank you. Happy Father's Day to you as well.
And for everybody listening out there, there is big news this morning because this is going to be a supersized double episode.
Okay. So news to me.
This is going to be big. Well, I say, some people in the world will argue size doesn't matter.
Yep. Motion in the ocean.
It's all about, but this podcast is getting supersized from 30 minutes to
35.
To 30. To 38.5. No, this may be a 60. This is going to be big.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This is going big. It may be so big that it's not how big it is, it's how you use it, which means we may...
I think after recording this, I'm just going to go home instead of going to my actual
job.
You
may be exhausted. We may be done. But we're going to... we may release this in two parts, so don't worry if the countdown time right now only says 30 minutes left, because later this week, we'll be releasing probably part two.
Yeah, your podcast app isn't broken.
It's not... That's right. If it's
unless we decide to just cut it off at 30 minutes, and we'll see. We'll see.
Choose
your own adventure. This podcast is going to be.
You never know. And there's a lot we're going to be talking about. We're going to try something. We're going to give you guys a little preview of what our topics are today.
Little agenda, as we call it in the biz.
A little run through. Get ready. Strap your seatbelts in, kids. This is what it's going to be about. So we will talk about our normal what happened this weekend in the world of Father's Day and what we're doing. We're going to jump into some news alerts that I read recently in the New York Post, which is my go-to for all things news.
Incredible headlines.
There were some big ones in the worlds of dads this weekend. And some recent topics. This is the last week of school for many of you who have kids out there. So next week begins if you have older kids, you're probably sending them off to sleepaway camp if you are rich. Not necessarily everybody is, but if you have money. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have money, you're keeping them at home or you send them to a day camp.
I feel like if you're not in New York, school's over already.
No,
school ends in like May outside, like in the South, I think.
I apologize to our non-New York listeners.
Yeah.
Well, here in the New York State area, this is the last week. Although we got the notice that we had to send our kids to school with board games this week.
Okay.
To make it fun.
Oh, yeah. We used to do that when I was a kid.
Teachers are not teaching this week.
Yeah, we used to do that when I was a kid.
Yeah, but there was a restriction on you couldn't
send... I didn't even think they made board games anymore.
Yeah, but you couldn't send them with pieces. They were like, the simpler the board game, the better.
Oh, board games without pieces. Yeah, because those don't exist.
They said send board games, but
bring in the checkers board. Yeah.
We don't want them to lose pieces while they transport them around the school. It's like, what games don't have pieces?
That's what I'm saying.
So we'll see how that goes. We're going to dive into... some viewer mail. So again, for anybody listening at, it's not at that. So
nope.
It's dadsohardpodcast@gmail.com.
I wrote them all down so I won't forget.
And are on Instagram?
At dadsohardpodcast. Same thing on Facebook. Twitter is at dadsohardpod.
And we're not sure if we've received the tweet yet because we don't really check.
No, we don't.
Oh, so we may have. But please, we have gotten really some great messages this week. We got some DMs. We've been in the DM with a lot of our fans out there, which we greatly appreciate.
Yep.
We've gotten some great viewer emails this week, or listener emails. We're going to dive
into
some of those.
And feedback, yeah. Been giving us a lot of tips.
Oh, fantastic. And we take them all.
Oh, yeah.
And we also got a text
from a listener.
We
won't give you credit for it.
I know, but we also got a text. Somebody out there found my cell phone number and decided to not
email me. Get the hell out of here.
No, yeah, I got a text.
Wait, I have actually had a voicemail from a no caller ID.
And that might
never haven't checked it yet.
I'm sure through Google you could figure out who we are in our real lives. In our non-dad so hard lives, you can find myself.
Yeah, so we are famous.
It's really insane. So we're going to dive in, and there's some big hot topics.
Mm-hmm.
We also are going to start. We're going to talk about the launch of a new, what I'd like to call, Dad So Hard investigative series into the world, the underbelly of mom Facebook groups.
Right.
Some attention. Big news came to our attention last week.
What is that?
Well, we're going to get into. Oh, so we're
going. What's a mom Facebook group?
A mom Facebook group. So we're going to get into this, but a mom Facebook group are these closed groups on Facebook where if you live in a local community.
Full disclosure, I had no idea what this was. Vinny had to explain it to me off the microphone.
I alerted Danny to this on Thursday.
So I didn't even know what a mom group is.
He's only 4 days into even understanding this. And there are groups that, for all the moms out there and the dads, if you don't know, you go, you sign on, and it's like a closed community for women or moms to talk about what's going on in their community. Generally get advice. I think the intent of them is to be supportive for all moms out there. However, what we have, and in my local community, the group is a mom and dad's group. So in my own pseudo initial investigation into this, the Port Washington group is moms and dads.
Okay.
However, there are some places in New Jersey that we're going to jump into that only talk about, that are for moms. And recently there's been some dads that have almost been kicked out or not allowed on. So we're gonna dive deep into this as an investigation because in our world of supporting dads out there, we want everybody to join these groups. We're gonna infiltrate and we're gonna investigate. So part one, we're gonna launch it.
Potentially, you're gonna get harassed.
Yeah, we don't know. Apparently, it's your real person. You can't like hide in these groups. Like people use their real names.
Well, it's Facebook, so.
Crowd, I didn't realize. I know, but sometimes you go in the chat rooms and you're not like yourself.
I don't think chat rooms exist anymore.
Talking
about like AOL chat rooms? I don't think they exist.
Any chat
AOL's
like,
not a thing.
But for example, on Instagram, you have to use like a name. You don't make up your real name. Like my name's not Vinny Dunleavy. Actually, mine is. But a lot of people don't. But if I can't find friends on Instagram because I go through my Instagram, I'm like, who is X79? And then I have to click on the photo. And then the photos, you can't make it bigger.
Or they're just trying to hide from you.
Trying to hide. But I'm saying on
Facebook.
Correct. But on Facebook, on these groups, you actually have to be, you can't be one of those people. Yeah. You have to be a real person.
It's like a country club, right? Like correct. You have to like apply.
Well, and I guess that's part of what we're going to look into. Some of them have harder application rules than others. And
yearly fees. Is,
you never know. I don't think they charge.
It was a joke.
So we'll get into it. And then we're going to, I think, wrap this puppy up. So that's going to be our show for today.
Wait, we're done?
We're done. It's all over. If you don't give a shit about any of what we just said, hang up now. Or not hang. I guess you don't hang up.
Let
pause.
It keep playing. Just don't listen anymore.
Or you can now you can hit the fast forward button because now you'll know what we may be talking about next. Okay. My phone's ringing. Stop that.
Oh my god,
That was
real
bad.
Professional
real that was
all right. So what do we get, want to get into Father's
weekend?
Day
let's talk about what'd you do, Danny?
Yeah, Father's Day was good. We kind of went around, hung out with my family, saw my dad, did a little breakfast.
Oh, your dad's alive? That's good.
Yep.
I didn't know. I asked you to talk about your dad, but I didn't know if I can't assume you're young. We're not old. Yeah. We're not young.
Okay. I'm younger than you.
True. But yeah, I don't. You never know. Listen.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway,
you may not even had a dad.
True. Hung out with my dad.
All right. Good.
Everyone has a dad, by the way.
Where in the shore? Down on the shore?
No. On Staten Island. Went to breakfast. Little family breakfast. It was good. I had everyone there.
Did you eat anything nice?
What did I have? Oh, big old Belgian waffle. Big waffle guy.
Nice.
Oh yeah.
Carbo loading.
Right. Yep. Carbo loading for the week. And then we went back to my house, just kind of relaxed, and then had a little dinner with my in-laws. So we had both sides. We celebrated Father's
Day. Were both sides at dinner?
No. We did one and then the other.
Did you purposely separate them?
No, it's just easier that way. We don't need 30 people in the house.
Are we breaking McCartney? Do they not like each other?
Oh, they love each other. They all get along. Sure?
So why wouldn't your parents show up at your
wife? Because they went down to the beach.
Because the beach was more important than being with their entire family for dinner?
No.
Not at all?
No.
No? The sun?
Are you nuts?
You never know.
Jesus.
Have you ever thought about this? You probably never haven't thought about it.
I don't think about that. No. Okay.
Well, maybe you should. Did you pay for breakfast?
We split it. Me, my brother, my sister, we split it.
So your kids did not pay the bill?
I mean, they're 3 and 1, so no, they didn't.
What did they get you for Father's Day?
A card and then some t-shirts. Yeah, it was like shirts saying how good of a dad I am.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Was like said, super dad.
And what'd your wife get
you? My dad is Mr. Incredible type shit like that.
Speaking of Mr. Incredible, I saw that movie this weekend.
Oh, yeah, please don't spoil it.
I won't, but we'll get into it.
Okay.
So
let me know if I need to take my headphones off. You're going to start talking.
I will. What is your, I'm 2 feet from you. If you take your headphones off, you're still going to hear me.
Yeah. I'll plug my ears.
Yeah, you're right here. This is a live podcast read between the two of us.
All right.
What did your wife get you? Anything interesting?
I think the t-shirts were also from her.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So
Big League Chew also.
She used your kids' gifts.
Yeah, love Big League Chew. Ground ball grape, if you're listening. That's my favorite flavor.
As an adult?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can't.
It's delicious. Packed with flavor.
But I don't even know what to say to that. That's like a kid's gum.
I mean, you can argue that all gum is kid's gum.
I'd say your wife has the easiest job in the world. Because she can shop for your kids and shop for you all the same
100%.
Time. Everything. 100%. There's no difference in what you do
Correct.
And what they do.
Correct. Yeah. What about you?
My Father's Day weekend was jam-packed.
All right, let's hear it.
So the first thing, pre-Father's Day on Saturday, we had a couple of different parties to go to. My daughter had to go to a Girl Scout end of year party.
Uh-huh.
I was feeling under the weather still, cause after last week's podcast record, this cold going around New York City hit me hard.
Okay,
So I skipped, I went to do the pickup before we went to another party, and what I was fascinated by, and I believe you would have loved this as well, as our buddy Emily kept talking about how they're going to have a slip and slide at this backyard.
Oh.
So slip and slide, I just thought like, okay, plastic.
Love slip and slide.
Did you know they make 35 to 40 foot inflatable slip and slides?
I'm not shocked.
This thing was amazing. It was like a bounce house rental place does it, but it was like 40 feet long.
Awesome.
They had only about a 5 foot grade in this backyard, so it was a perfect slope for these girls to jump down. And the water... Like picture, like, so it's blown up like 3 feet in the air, and then the water is like dripping down the center.
The part that you're diving on, was that inflated?
Yeah, the whole thing's inflated. Yeah, so the whole
thing is the worst part, right?
No,
you're like
it's
diving face first onto concrete.
It's terrible. Normal slip and slide is
like
terrible.
When I was a kid, like we'd put down like a bunch of trash bags.
Oh yeah,
and just throw a hose on it, and then just slide on it. You're getting raspberries all over your knees,
and you're getting cut by the metal stakes that are holding down the plastic.
Yep,
it's terrible.
Yep.
A normal slip and slide is the worst.
Well,
an inflatable one
also the best.
This thing was I'd never seen it. Which then led me into my second bounce. Well, so then last night, the other thing I discovered was my neighbor rented a bounce house because he had a couple of his another friend over in his family. And Father's Day.
So they had a legit Father's Day party.
They had a Father's Day party. And bounce houses on Father's Day, not a popular rental. So
I would imagine they weren't. Yeah.
It actually, so for the last 3 years, they've rented bounce houses from this rental company. And the rental company's like, you're the only people that rent a bounce house on Father's Day.
Yeah, good for
which
that.
Makes me think next year I'm going to have a party at my house and rent a bounce house because you get a great deal.
So you're going to basically try to get it before your neighbor does.
No, I'm sure they have more than one. I'm sure this company has more than one.
Okay.
They have a supply. I'm not trying to.
Okay.
But
okay.
I do think it was great. So then we went to another party on Saturday night at a friend's house in New Jersey who had a fantastic indoor-outdoor room. He redid his like backyard pool.
Oh, nice.
It was like one of those like big brick. I call them like the New Jersey housewife homes. The things you see in TV. Like, and great pool.
Big old mansion.
And the indoor-outdoor room was pimp. I was like, this was great. And my kids, we had a good time. So we went to that. We woke up in the morning. So this is when my Father's Day started to go sideways. A year ago, I bought tickets to go see Frozen on Broadway for my daughter for her birthday. When I bought the tickets, I did not look at the date. So for anybody out there, when you are trying to buy stuff in advance, I was just trying to get them as seats in a theater. I knew it needed to be a weekend. I wanted to do during the day. And then I booked the tickets. About 2 months ago, I realized I booked them for Father's Day. So I do live in a Broadway friendly house. I do like to go see shows.
We're like 3-4 weeks in a row that you've been talking about Broadway.
And we're a big Showtunes family. However, Frozen I've seen too many times. And the reviews were online were questionable. It has not been getting like all star reviews. So I wasn't really looking forward to it, but still wanted to go. However, in the morning I thought, I have a 3-year-old. Now is four. I was like, what is Shane going to do during the show? So by 9 o'clock, I made the executive decision. Okay, now I bought 4 tickets. I got to sell 2 immediately because there's no way I can take Shane to sit in the theater because it'll give me too anxiety to sit there and have him like talk the entire time. So I looked up other things to do, and I got reserved seating, which is phenomenal in New York City.
Reserved?
You do now at the theaters, they do the reserved seating with the Barco loungers.
But okay.
To go see Incredibles 2. So we
movie theaters.
We were splitting the family up. So my wife was going to take Emily to Frozen. I was going to take Shane to Incredibles.
Nice.
He had no interest in seeing Frozen, and he wanted to see Mr. Incredible. So we took the train into New York City. 30 minutes of the train ride was my kids arguing over who was taking who to what. So Emily wanted me to go to Frozen. Mm-hmm. Shane wanted me to see Mr. Incredibles. They decided to beat the crap out of each other on the Long Island Railroad. Everybody around us. We had both. Yeah. So, well, then I was selling, so we had 4 tickets. My wife and I lost money on this deal for Frozen because we had to sell the tickets to Ticketmaster, and every 30 minutes, I just kept dropping the price. So the lovely mother and daughter who ended up buying the seats 5 minutes after the show, right as the show was starting, they were in the upper mezzanine. We were in the middle mezzanine, but
they just wanted to move down?
Well, yeah, so they bought the tickets to get better seats.
Big Frozen fans.
I'm assuming they bought their own tickets and then they spent another $90 or each on our tickets, which was
lucrative.
Must be nice to have
that kind of disposable income.
Well, I do think it's a tip though. So if you were in a Broadway theater and
you want your better seats, just wait till the last second until someone gives it to you for free.
Go to Ticketmaster and people are dropping their prices and then you'll bump right down.
All
right. So because my wife is like, there was an lesson learned. She didn't know what seats she was in. My wife's like, I think you just bought them from us, and so they were in the seats.
Okay.
So I went to by the time we got to the Incredibles, there was 25 minutes of promos.
Yep.
The worst promo. So Shane, my son, every promo, is this Mr. Incredible? No. All of a sudden, you get to 3 human beings who voiced over the movie going, hey, we know it's been 14 years. We're back. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for waiting through these 20 minutes of promos. Here's the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Which then turns into a Disney short.
Oh, yeah. Which, Pixar loves doing that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a big fan of those.
So, not this one. If they're done well.
Do not ruin.
I'm not going to tell you. I won't tell you what this one was about, but let me just tell you, of course, there is no speaking in it. It is slow music.
There's not speaking in any of the shorts except for that old.
This short should have been in front of like Coco. It was not. No, this was not an upbeat short. This was like a downgraded. It was depressing.
A lot of them are.
This one was like a sad. It was a sort of Father's Day ish, but it was sad.
Wait, was it Luna?
No, it was one. Okay. It was like a random one. But
that's a good short.
By the end of the short, Shane was asleep. So I enjoyed.
Best case scenario.
He passed out the entire 90% of the movie.
You really lucked out in this deal. Who's taking who to
what?
Well,
no, I like to hang out with him. He's like a cool little kid.
Yeah, but you didn't have to go to Broadway. You went to the movie theaters, and the kid fell asleep, so you could actually enjoy it and eat all the candy to yourself. Sounds like a win in my book.
It was a thumbs up. I'm not going to give away what happens in Incredibles 2. I do think it's worth going to see. But most importantly, Mr. Incredible in this movie, Dad's Hard. He is actually the embodiment of this podcast.
Does he say
in
it?
This movie. He does not say it.
I don't care.
But I was proud. I watched him, and I was proud of him as he dadded in the movie, and he stepped up and helped his kids. He did really well.
Nice.
I do.
Congrats, Mr. Incredible.
So, Mr. Incredible, thank you very much for representing all fathers
Bob
out there.
Incredible.
To the Pixar family and people who produce these movies out there, I do have one gripe about it, though. Mm. And again, every dad in a TV show or movie that is shown actually being involved in their family is also shown at being sort of like an idiot. Like, he's not like... Like, the mother is fantastic.
He's a superhero.
I know, but when it comes to his... Correct, but the mother's a superhero, too. Why does the mom have to be great at being a mom and great at being a superhero, where the dad is only great at being a superhero, and when he tries to dad, he looks like he's an idiot? Dads are not that dumb.
Funnier?
It's funnier because they make dads look like the idiots. The mom, why can't they make a mom look like a bad mom? Can't they just have a mom being like... shitty mom.
Yeah, I think that wasn't there a movie called Bad Moms?
Not all, yeah, I know, but not all the time. No, why can't moms just be? My point: dads don't always have to be the idiot.
Shooting
of the
holes in your argument left and right.
Oh, I can't. So we got we ran to a pizza place. My daughter wanted a giant. She saw in a window a giant LOL doll. You have boys. You don't know. There's these things called LOLs,
like a text, like LOL.
Yeah, like LOL. And I'm not sure why they're called LOL dolls, but they're in like plastic circles that you take apart.
I think my mom thought LOL stood for lots of laughs. I mean, it's not so far off, but hilarious thinking of her. Lots of laughs.
That's not that different than laugh out loud.
What?
Doesn't LOL stand for laugh out loud?
Yeah, but she also used to spell it out, so she would write lots of laughs.
As a comment?
Yeah.
When did your mom start doing
this? And then
this?
She would
you
also...
say used to.
So then I was like, Mom, what do you think people... So you think LOL is lots of laughs of laughs of laughs of laughs of laughs?
Well, you're saying this as if your mother started writing laugh out loud in 1982. And the internet has only been around for like 10 years. Okay, maybe. But when did she start writing LOL?
I don't know. Like when it started. I don't know. I guess 10 years ago. It just popped in my head because you were talking about LOL. Anyway,
what's your mom
continue.
Text? My mom is no. She has no clue. I think my mom's listening to this.
Oh, your mom's alive?
She
How's
is. Both of my parents are alive.
How's it feel?
It feels fantastic. For right now, they're alive. They're alive. We'll get into. Okay. So I got home. Saw my neighbors, and I finally got to relax because I ran down to the local market, bought a couple steaks, cooked me and my wife dinner. But they did give me a good gift. So this is what I want to talk about, Father's Day gifts.
Yep.
I don't know if this was a – I don't think I threw this out in our agenda, but we're going to talk about it. So I did get pimpy – my wife pimped out the gifts this year.
Okay, what'd you get?
My daughter was very excited. She told me I was getting something big. I asked her if it was a car. She said not that big.
Okay.
And then I went to my garage, and they got me a bike. So
like a motorcycle?
No, a pedal bike.
Oh, like a tricycle?
A three-wheeler. I'm still on training wheels.
Okay.
No, like a legit hybrid bicycle because now my kids are now.
So not road wheels. You're not there yet.
Well, no, they're like, so my, I asked
they
if
the
I.
Skinny
I,
wheels.
They were bigger
they
than.
They weren't the racing wheels.
No, they were bigger than racing wheels, but tinier than
mountain bike
wheels.
Hybrid.
And I said to my wife, I was like, these are hybrid wheels. She goes, no, they're like better than hybrid. And I was like, I don't know what that means.
They're hybrid.
But they're hybrid wheels. Okay. And then on top of that, I got. The big another phenomenal gift from I have to give a shout out to my father-in-law and mother-in-law who stepped it up and got me a chainsaw, which is legit.
What do you need a chainsaw for?
Because I cut wood. I cut my own wood. I cut
for a fireplace.
No, to just burn in the middle of the street. Yeah, for a fireplace. Who
you
else?
Never know.
What do you cut wood for?
I don't know. Maybe you have one of the bonfires for outside.
I mean, if my yard was big enough to have a really nice bonfire, thank you for thinking that's how I live.
No problem.
My yard is too small. I would be afraid of burning down my house if I had a fire pit. Although I've heard they're not.
All right, so
changes.
Fireplace, chainsaw, cutting wood. Oh, so
I'm
not man
wait.
Enough to use an axe, I guess.
No, I have an axe. Have you ever cut wood?
Yeah, all the time.
Bullshit. If you don't have a chainsaw, bullshit. When you cut
wood,
I cut wood last year. Shout out to another dad, my buddy Corey, who I don't know if he's listening, but he taught me last year how to cut wood. I had a couple of trees in my yard cut down.
This guy doesn't even know how to use an axe.
No, a tree is you hire for.
I bet you I could cut down a tree.
There's no fucking, dude, there's no way. I'm
going
to have you come to my house with your wife. We're going to have a play date finally, and then you're going to actually, I'm going to give you my axe. I'm going to give you these big round tree trunks. I'm going to watch you try to split them.
Done.
It is hard, way harder. And
challenge accepted.
I give you 5 minutes before you whip out the chain. What you need to do is you need the chainsaw because sometimes it gets stuck and there's knots. This thing called knots in the tree.
Oh, I'd probably just cut right through them.
Yeah, with the chainsaw.
No, axe.
You can't with axe. Why it's called a knot. Any other guys out there who chop wood, can you please Instagram us and tweet Danny and send an email about how a chainsaw is
or required. Conversely, how agree with me and tell me how easy it is.
You're not going to because he's wrong. There's no way he's right on this. So that was good. Did you have any? Did you get a gift for your dad?
Yes, got him a gift card to a golf course near us.
Oh, that's good.
Silver Lakes Golf Club.
Do you ever, when you wake up for Father's Day, do you think Father's Day is more about you than your dad?
Why? Because I'm a dad now.
Yeah, because I tend to forget about my dad. Which is terrible.
I don't know, because I feel like I'm always trying to think on like these holidays, like Mother's Day, Father's Day, most holidays, I guess. we're always trying to think of like how we can see both sides of the families and like see all our families. So I guess I guess the short answer, no.
Yeah, but are you seeing them because you want your dad to see your kids and it's like Grandfather's Day?
Yeah, but I think more so for me to see my dad.
Okay, because I get caught up more about my kids calling my dad than me calling my dad.
Okay.
My mother calls me to remind me to call my dad. But I'm like, yeah, but Father's Day, I'm the father.
But he's your dad.
But he's my
still.
Dad. Yeah, yeah, now I'm distracted now because I have my own two kids.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of generation little stuff involved in those holidays.
Oh, yeah, and then he gets this, he gets all upset at me.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that.
Did your dad, what do you say when growing up? What was...
I say Happy Father's Day. No, continue. Sorry. Interrupted you.
you say Happy every day to your dad?
Yep.
What? No, I wanted to know, when you were a kid, what do you think was your the moment your dad was most proud of you? Or let's say this, least proud of you.
Least
proud. He's probably proud of you every day because, I mean, if Danny McCartney was my son, I'd be thrilled.
Least proud.
What was your most embarrassing moment?
Most embarrassing? I mean, we're getting all different types of things. You know what? This actually might cover both, like most proud, least proud. Like maybe like when I got a job. Because, yeah, there was a while after college.
He wanted you to be unemployed.
No. Like I think.
He was hoping. He was like.
Listen. I'll and you're going to so understand why like he was like least proud and then most proud.
Okay.
Because I like graduated, but I was lazy as shit, right? I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to go into the workforce. I just wanted to keep like living the college life and drinking and partying. So I was like, oh, I think I might go get my master's. In what? Who the hell knew? I just didn't want to go, right?
It sounds
good.
Yeah,
exactly.
Sounds
try to
good,
try
Dad.
To make it like as long as possible.
And your dad probably thought you're going to go golf with the Masters, and you're like, no.
So then I was just kind of in their backyard every day. Like we had a blow up pool, so I would just kind of relax in the pool, drink some beers. Yeah, like wearing a Hawaiian shirt. Like I was like the stereotypical college kid that didn't want to work. Reading the classifieds. I didn't know what job I was going to find reading the classifieds, but. I think like there was rumblings in the McCartney household of like, we might have a deadbeat son on our hands. Like, what is we're going to be stuck with this kid for the rest of our lives, you know? And then,
I'm waiting to know when this. When,
and then
what
when
make,
I eventually
what makes the turn because sound this then sounds I,
then
still
I
like
got
you.
A, then I got
nothing
a,
seems to have changed.
Then I got a 9 to 5, and I think he was just completely shocked. Like this, we're free. He's gone.
Did he not care where the 9 to 5 was?
I don't think so because I still don't think they fully understand what my 9 to 5 is.
They never do. They never do.
Yeah.
They never do. So in the world of where I thought this was going, you went to a very more recent adult topic. I actually had a flashback.
Oh,
to
like when
I was
you
five.
Were a little kid. Okay.
So I think this is probably the moment where my dad was like.
Yeah, I'm sure there were many times where he was proud. Like, oh, my son can wipe his own ass. And
no, not proud. I was saying not
oh,
proud.
Oh,
the most embarrassing.
Okay.
This may not come to a shock to you. Probably will not come to a shock to anybody who knows me in my world. However, at the moment that I think, actually, I never asked my dad what he thought about this. So my brother's 5 years older than me, and he used to play football. It was like Pop Warner football.
Yep.
So he was like 9. We did it 9.
Well,
or 10.
It wasn't Pop Warner football because you're not from Texas, but
correct. Whatever the local Riverhead football team was. So my brother played football, and I was 5. And at that point, my brother, I still idolized him for some reason. And I was like, oh, he's so cool. But I couldn't play football. I was too young. So I was like, how do I spend as much time with him as possible? So apparently, I don't really remember this, but there is photo evidence of this. I talked to my mom and dad into allowing me joining the what I'll call the Pop Warner cheerleading team. And I broke ground as, I think, the first male cheerleader in the Riverhead League. I had a sweater. And pants with a big R on my chest. And I think it was like 2 years younger than every other girl on the team.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, there's no lie. And I'd
venture to agree with you. That was the
I
least
was
proud
breaking,
he was.
I was breaking gender rules from the day I was born.
Oh my God. We need a picture of
anybody,
that.
Anybody who, it's somewhere in my parents' basement probably. I'll find it.
Oh,
it's a little,
man.
I was like a little. Pudgy in a
the
white.
The hell was his reaction?
And it's like a white. I don't think he. My dad. I don't think he. I don't know if he even remembers or was paying attention to it. My mom remembers it. I think he thinks it's funny.
He blocked it out of his memory.
Yeah, I know. He likes to. I think he thinks it. For him, I think it was more about he was going to humiliate this about me when I got older. So he enjoyed every minute of it. He was like, "That's my son." I was like, "Dad, really? I can't even." So that was, I think, what one of the moments. He was probably like. I don't even know if he paid attention to it. My dad liked to work a lot.
Yep.
Both my parents like
pretended
to work.
It wasn't happening.
Yeah, they like to volunteer all the time. Man. The thing he's probably most disappointed as an adult. What I disappoint my father with every day is that I do
that
not.
You were a cheerleader.
I was a cheerleader. That I dress up like a woman when I'm home. that's a different podcast. Totally. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not what I do. I don't donate.
It's gonna be a lot of not that there's anything wrong with that. Yeah,
I don't donate to enough charities or volunteer my time with other people. My dad, if it's not about like, and he likes to spend time with his family, but he also likes to spend time like helping other families. Really a lot of times. So he would drop like me and my brother off in front of like Kmart to ring the Christmas bell.
Really?
Yeah, he would sign up for things that he knew he needed to do, and then he would not do it. He would have us do it in his place.
And now you don't. Now you're scarred, and
now
you
we're
don't
scarred.
Do
like,
it
he's
all.
Like, your generation doesn't volunteer enough. Everybody should get
yeah,
back.
Yeah, make Shane and Emily do it.
I know.
Do exactly
I know,
what he
that
did.
That means I have to do it, and I have to find time. I do think kids should give back, and I want to find the right charity. I just don't have the time. It's like Sunday mornings. I can't. I want to sleep.
No, I don't do charity either. Well,
but people should. I do think people should.
Not according to my taxes. I do a ton of charity.
According to, for New York State, I'm doing a million. But no, but we used to hand out like cheese at the county center and like no frills food. It was a lot. It was a whole sort of thing. So I do think I don't volunteer enough. That if you ask him to this day, he will tell you. If you bring this up, he'll say, "Oh, they're losers. My sons. They don't do enough. They don't care about their community." So
well, you don't. I don't
know. I mean, I care about my bank account. I care about my 100%. Direct deposit and staying employed.
100%.
So that's going on. Let's change.
One could argue you're not being enough of a cheerleader for your community.
Oh, you're
never
right.
Going to live this down, by the way. Should have never told me that.
It's fine. There's more where that came
that's
from.
That's phenomenal.
Dan, if that is the least.
Oh, that's classic.
Everybody, I don't even know if people. Yeah, anybody who on those well, this is before I grew up at a time where there was no Facebook. Thank God. If my life was documented before the age of 34, I would be not happy. I would have deleted them all.
Well, now we can't lie about. I mean, we wouldn't be able to like lie about how awesome our childhoods were, and how awesome like we were.
I wouldn't
like,
describe
up, like,
mine
how
was,
much we partied and this and that.
Mine was great. It wasn't awesome. It was
that's
good.
What I'm saying. Oh,
I mean, I love my life. I don't want to upset my parents, but it was. I give it a 6 out of 10.
Six out of 10.
At times a 9, it was good.
All right.
I want to get into this.
10 for me.
I want to do some topical news. So last night, as when I went to go get my own dinner, my own Father's Day dinner, I ran into the local grocery store, and I always wondered who buys a newspaper post 6 o'clock at a grocery store. Because it's like the news is old.
The day's over.
And I decided to buy the New York Post at 7 o'clock at night because look at this headline, Danny. Look at this headline. Which one is... can you read the one that's...
The one that says sperminated?
And read what this says.
Israel banned Super Dad from going forth and multiplying.
So instantly, I just... I said, why are dads being discriminated against in my wife's home country of Israel? So I flipped to this article. Oh, God. And this guy, if anybody knows him, his name is Nagel. His name is actually, he's known as the Sperminator.
Man, this makes for great listening.
Yeah, he's
just reading newspaper
articles.
No,
I am not gonna read you the article
Jesus
about Ari
Christ.
Nagel, a.k.a. the Sperminator. However, this guy has 30 kids.
All right, what do you say we do this? If you want to hear about the Sperminator, check back part 2.
Oh, are we gonna pause?
I mean, yeah.
Is this a good time to pause?
I think it's a great time to pause because I don't know where the hell you're going with this, and I think maybe you need a second to regroup.
Not even to regroup. This is gonna be. All
right. You started reading the article.
I'm not reading the article. I'm using it to remind myself of things to talk about.
All right, so we're gonna take a quick little pause.
Anybody want? And there's
this
so,
week's episode is over.
We'll be not this week's. This today is part one. Part two. We're just gonna keep going and go into part two.
All right. Part one over. Part two. We'll start whenever you start listening to it.
All right.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you. We'll be back.
Follow us on
all
social media. Email us.
We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Love you guys.